The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. The Nittany Lions are 3-1 in conference play and 6-2 overall. Penn State hosts Illinois on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPN2. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Hello?
Hi, Coach. If you'd like to give some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Just open up to questions.
Sounds good. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Gordon Jones with Philadelphia Daily News.
James, Coach Cubitt said that you didn't really cross paths much, given even though you're both from the same general vicinity. What sort of awareness did you have of his program at Widener, and what sort of appreciation did you have for him back in the day?
Yeah, obviously, kind of obviously very aware of the success that he had, but you're right, didn't know. To be honest, I wasn't even aware he was from Pennsylvania until, a couple of years ago, facing him and kind of looking through the media guide and things like that. I'm always trying to keep aware of guys from Pennsylvania, from a connection standpoint and things like that, just from a coaching history perspective. Tremendous respect for what he's been able to do. You think about how long he's been calling plays as an offensive coordinator, his head coaching experience, and has done a great job. So, been very impressed.
From what you've seen on film, is there a personality to his team? And if so, how does it differ from Coach Beckman's approach?
Yeah, I can't speak on that. I mean, people that cover the team more closely would know that. We just kind of break down the film and watch the film from these last couple of weeks and get prepared. I think obviously they're playing well on offense, and I think the area that I think they're playing real well is on defense. I think their defensive coordinator is doing a really good job. They're much bigger and more physical up front than I thought. I think their D-line is really impressive. They got 21 juniors or seniors, starting for them. So they're a big, strong, veteran, Big Ten football team. But I think, Tim Banks, their defense coordinator, is doing a great job as well.
Thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, in your experience, is a bye week always a good thing, or sometimes does your team lose a little focus when it takes a few days off?
No, I think it's a good thing. It just depends on the time of the year it is. I mean, if sometimes you get in a bad situation where you get a bye week in week 0, week 1, or week 2, or you get one too late in the season, in week 10, 11, or 12. I mean, you'd like it somewhere in the middle of the season where you have an opportunity to catch your breath and break up so many straight weeks of playing football, with such big, strong, physical guys. So that's the only time I think it's not a positive, is when it doesn't fit on your schedule the right way where you truly get a break.
So in this case, you're probably not thrilled with where yours falls?
No.
Is there anything you could do to protest that when you saw the schedule, or was it a done deal?
I don't think so. I think the way I understand it, it's something that's kind of just handled by conference. I remember Steve Jones telling me that basketball one year had two byes, and one was week 1 and one was the last week of the season, so they never got one. I think it's just how things kind of fall out sometimes. You'd obviously prefer it to be sometime later in the season.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, obviously the team had a lot of success moving the ball up and down the field through the air last week. Can you talk a little bit about just how much it's meant to get a couple of those different receivers involved and get Christian a little more comfortable and able to put up some yardage totals that I think were catching people's attention once again?
Well, I think what's great is when you can get so many different guys involved. I mean, you know, when you have so many different receivers. I mean, last year, you know, Deshaun Hamilton was kind of the guy, and, you know, the rest of the guys were complementary kind of parts, where this year we got so many different guys that can hurt you. And I love the fact that they've all kind of embraced that. I mean, Geno Lewis, how awesome for him. I love how he handled it. You know, he hasn't got a whole lot of opportunities, and Christian goes to him a critical time in the game, and he goes up and makes a huge play for a touchdown. So, you know, that's to me, is we talk all the time about controlling the things that you can control, you know, control the controllables. And, you know, you don't know how many reps you're going to get, but the reps you get, you want to maximize them. And those guys have done that. So, you know, I know when you turn the tape on and you're trying to watch, you know, how you're going to defend us, it makes it much more, there's multiple guys that can hurt you and that you have to account for.
Coach, the one follow-up to that is certainly, you know, a number of these plays are covering some pretty good yardage too. Can you talk a little bit about you know, what it means to have kind of that deep threat and be able to get those chunk plays?
Yeah, it's really important. You know, we have a goal each week of getting 8 explosive plays a game. We had 10 on Saturday. When you do that, you know, you're going to have a chance to be successful. You know, explosive plays, obviously, swing field position. They swing momentum. They create opportunities for scoring. So, yeah, I think, you know, when you play the type of defense we did on Saturday, where they were going to play press man and blitz the quarterback or overload the running lanes and leave you one-on-one on the perimeter, you got to be able to make those plays, and we were able to do that on Saturday.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.